there still is today big scoured ravines in that park, and that's a high quality wooded hardwood upland or whatever that's called. And I have a concern about that, about its impacts on the woods there, as well as the trails that our volunteers maintain in there. So I guess I would like to see or be invited to a discussion on the stormwater management plan if that's not something that's going to happen as a public hearing. But you're saying here for the record that all of those new parking lots, all of that water is somehow going to end up at the bottom of the hill way to the north and a little bit to the east along the Root River Parkway.
Yep. I believe most of it, if not all of it, would be through pipes, so not ditches.
Okay, so it wouldn't be open ditches, it wouldn't drain to the perimeter of the Ross.
The roads would probably still have ditches.
Okay.
The parking lot and buildings will go to the stormwater.
You talk like an alderman. Thanks, Rob. Anyone else? Anyone else on the natural resources? Mr. Slansky.
Tom's tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
I do.
Name and address, please.
Justin Zelansky, 7315 South Stonehenge Drive. I oppose the special exception requested with respect to the DNR matters.
Wow. Mrs. Slansky.
You're already sworn.
I just wanted to point out that so far 100% have been against.
Anyone else?
Kevin Simona, 72. No, yeah.
Promise to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
I do.
Name and address.
Kevin Simona, 7220 Horizon Drive, Greendale. I just want to say I came today with a very open mind. I actually think some of the development concepts and ideas seem pretty exciting.
Get closer to the mic, please.
Yeah, sure. I came today with a pretty open mind to this. I live very close to the complex. And I think some of the things that are being talked about are pretty neat about what's going to be on this property. I think go-karts and concerts and things of that nature are pretty good, pretty neat. I think kudos to those who are here today sharing their concerns and exercising your right. I think it's important in local government that people share what their concerns are. Also, speaking to the point of people clapping, a lot of people are afraid to stand up here and talk. And I think clapping is a great way to show some support. So I do want to speak to that. Earlier I said that I think this is some neat development, but I'll tell you what, after listening to everybody talk, and voicing their concerns, oh boy, I tell you, this sounds pretty scary. This sounds pretty concerning, and I have to share and echo in everyone's concerns about this. It sure seems like there's a lot of questions and not a whole lot of answers, and I think that's what's unsettling. I think there's some concern that there's some inaccuracies of drawings. I think there's some concerns about maybe some work that's been done with the developer, maybe a lack of collaboration. And I think those are all scary things. We don't have the power and the money necessarily as private citizens to voice the concerns and have the firepower to be heard. And I think that's really the concern. It's hard for everybody to come together and really create that. And that's why elected officials are in the role to do that. And that's why you need to be the voice of the citizens to listen to their concerns, to take those things seriously. I will tell you that in Greendale, a lot of people in Greendale don't feel that The Rock has been a very good neighbor. So I do caution Franklin residents as well about that history. There's concern, as Joy had mentioned, about the noise levels. There's concerns about where those levels really sit and how they're measured. So I just caution Franklin, and I really encourage all the residents of Franklin to try to come together and really make sure that your voices are heard. As a Greendale resident, as someone that's very close to this, I'm scared as heck about this methane stuff. This sure seems like a sleeping giant. And man, in today's world of exposures to toxins and to harmful chemicals, why would we open this can of worms and allow this to occur? There's got to be some other options. There has to be some other ways to achieve this and to keep everybody happy. Thank you.
Anybody else?
There's one. Chad Servinansky, 8530 West Hawthorne Lane. Can you just clarify a little bit about the go-karts, you know, specifically?
That's next public hearing.
What's going on about that?
Not in
where it's going to be on the property?
Next public hearing.
It's at the next public hearing? Why can't you answer it now?
Because it's a public hearing on a natural resource special exception. Just 5 minutes. It's okay, Chad. Anyone else?
Excuse me.
Leroy.
Do you want my name or do you want to be just...
Raise your right hand.
Your right hand. Do you promise to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Please state your name and address.
Too bad you don't have a mic closer to you. I have in my hands...
Leroy?
Here
Leroy, your name and address, please.
I tried to do that first, but that's okay. Leroy Levandusky, 8030 West Winston Way. I have a document here that's dated 11/29/17. And it's from JSD, Black Ballpark Commons. And in this photograph, or what do you want to call it, sketch, it shows a berm and the trees staying there. So I don't quite understand why there is an issue when this document shows me that there's a berm all the way around, even that soccer field or whatever that's supposed to be on the west side. And yet it shows that the trees are still implanted. Can I walk up to you to show it to you, please?
Do you have one of those?
This document. Have you seen that before?
I've seen lots of documents.
Let me see it, Leroy. You're making noise, Mike. Come on.
I know. He's been making noise all night. Here.
This is the same map that is.
Huh?
This is the same...
No, it's not. That's the berm here, and the trees are there.
This is the berm here, Leroy.
Yeah. No. It's not a berm? What is it?
It's shown right here. It's the same thing.
Well, the trees are there.
There's no trees here.
Are you going to chop them down and put the berm?
I'm not going to.
Well,
are you?
It shows the trees here, don't it?
No.
Yeah, it does. Wait a while. The trees are right there. Can't you see that? The shadows?
That's on the other property. That's right.
Huh?
Yeah, it's on the private property. It's their trees. Correct. Property line trees is what we're talking about. We'll get it fixed.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Levandowski.
You promise to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Name and address, please.
Susan Kostrak, KUSPRA, 8710 West Hawthorne Lane.
Go ahead, please.
Just a quick question of Mr. Zimmerman. Tuesday night, the agency that has been hired by Milwaukee County to take a sample of our well water came, took the sample, and said that's the last time he will be coming because Milwaukee County no longer owns the property. Will Mr. Zimmerman be following through with having our wells tested? This has been going on since 1993.
I don't have an answer, Mike.
First time I'm hearing about it, I'm not obligated to do it if that's an issue.
Wait, folks. He didn't even get a chance to finish his sentence. Mike.
It is not part of our plan to test the...
Just like that. It's not part of his plan.
Well, what you're asking, I mean, I guess, if what we're going, we have a responsibility to... continue to monitor the methane levels, all of the stuff that's there today. And Sigma is going to be doing that. The specific wells, whether or not that's part of the contract, I don't know. I don't believe we're obligated to that. If we should be, then absolutely.
Milwaukee County is finished. They sold the property.
We take note of that. Joel?
Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks for bringing it to your attention. Anyone else on the natural resources special exception?
Promise to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth? Name and address, please.
8625 West Hawthorne Lane, John Chaskis.
Go ahead, John.
Franklin, I just want you to know, this is why Oak Creek did not want anything to do with this project. Thank you.
Thank you. Anyone else wishing to speak on the Natural Resources Special Exception? Mr. Solansky.
Do you promise to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Name and address, please.
Scott Solansky, 8565 South 68th Street. My only question is that there seem to be a lot of uncompleted reviews of this particular area for the wetlands, and in particular the stormwater analysis has not been finalized. I was assured by the mayor and the county council that there'd be no shortcuts taken until everything has been completed. So I'm requesting that this committee, this commission, table this particular request until all proper analysis and tests, as described by Mr. Deal, which have not been done yet, are completed, and then this be brought before the commission for voting. Until that complete information is finalized, I believe this should be tabled for a later date.
Thank you, sir. Thank you. Anyone else? Anyone else? Please, ma'am.
Promise to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Name and address, please.
My name is Jacqueline Vargas, 6728 Hill Park Court, Greendale, Wisconsin. First and foremost, I want to thank you for the first invitation I even received from the City of Franklin. Previous meetings, we got no invitation, and I have to say that irritated me as a Village of Greendale resident who is deeply affected by this whole project. And I was very irritated when I found out things were happening and we had no say. We had to contact our county government, and your process was already well through the market and everything. You guys have had already planned everything and gone through things, and that is very disappointing given the impact it has on our residences. And I think even though we aren't the City of Franklin residents, we are affected, and you can't just ignore
attention library patrons. The time is 8:15, and the library will be closing
just because they aren't
minutes.
You are elected.
If you have any
we
items
didn't elect
you wish to check
that
out,
doesn't mean
that you make your way to the checkout desk at
and
the time.
We seem to be put off by them. So I have to thank you, first of all, for the first invite to this meeting. But we do have grave concerns, and we hope that your residents look at those as well as the county before proceeding completely on everything. Thank you.
Thank you and welcome. Just so you know, your town board,
they were not able to have any voice in the whole process. That's what
they get
us.
Copies of all of our notices.
Yes, but they have no impact, is what they told us. They have no vote. They have no say.
Yes.
Wait.
Joy, no, please. Okay, sir.
Promise to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Name and address, please.
First name is Dilraj, D-I-L-R-A-J. Last name is Sidhu, S-I-D-H-U, 7550 South Cambridge Drive, Franklin. So I just had a specific question as to what is the purpose of this request from the developer, why these specific, these are exemption, did you use the word exemption or
mm-hmm.
exemption, right? So what is the exact reason, or what's the exact specific reason for the request? Why does this exemption need to be requested?
If the exemptions aren't granted, then the plan is not able to be executed the way it's laid out.
So what specifically about the plan needs this exemption, which I don't think we heard about over the past, I mean, like a year ago, probably, it seems to be a little more recent, at least based on my following of this project. Is there anything specific in there that requires this?
Certainly.
What specifically?
Well, as we read in the meeting notice, in the public hearing notice, there's...
Could you, yeah, just use your mic.
Sorry. As was read in the public notice, there's wetlands that need to be filled and mitigated. There's woodlands that need to be cut and mitigated. That's the purpose of this.
So what specifically in there requires wetland mitigation? Or basically, what in there requires filling and reestablishing wetlands and cutting down trees?
Well, I'll let...
I mean, could you just point? You could just point with a pointer.
I don't think we have one. I'll have to point with my finger. This is a wetland with a setback and buffer around it. This is where the stadium is proposed to go. To be able to build this stadium, they will have to remove this wetland.
Okay.
This is another wetland over here with a setback and buffer around it. To build the proposed public road, they would have to go and remove that wetland. Underneath the green, there's an indoor-outdoor golf facility right here, so those woods would have to be removed. Here is a building attached to that indoor-outdoor golf facility. There's another building attached to the indoor golf facility. Those two would also need the removal of the woods and the wetland here and the associated setbacks and buffers. This building over here is the proposed indoor sports complex, and that will require the removal of these woods and that wetland, that little wetland. And then this would be the removal because of the parking lots. This would be removed for where the balls and the indoor-outdoor golf facility would go.
And that all gets shifted up to up north, up there. That's the new one?
So they're proposing all the woods to be replaced on the berm on the west. So some of those woods would be on berm north of Rawson. Some of those woods would be on the berm south of Rawson. I'm proposing that if they run out of room there, they would also put some of the woods by the Wood River. They're proposing to replace some of the wetlands lost next to their stormwater pond that's on the far south end of the property south of Rawson. They have some gaps in between two wetlands and their stormwater pond. They'll enlarge the wetlands, make those wetlands larger. They'll also improve those wetlands by removing invasive species and planting native stuff. They also propose to replace those wetland setbacks and buffers by planting native vegetation in and adjacent to both the stormwater pond at the bottom of the south and this stormwater pond at the north. So that's their mitigation. And so it's mostly going north here for the pond and then along the berm for the woods and then on the stormwater pond and wetlands to the south.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome, sir. Anyone else on the natural resources? Joy, this lady would like to speak. She has not yet. Thank you, Joy.
Do you promise to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Name and address, please.
Elaine Unger, 4815 Sutton Lane. I heard about the meeting today Greendale, from Joy. Thank you, Joy. Anytime I read something or hear about the loss of 10 acres of mature trees, I become concerned. I also understand the project is going to endanger bees, and we need bees, and I hope that the plantings that are proposed take care of the bees. Public hearings are a good thing. But what isn't is when I send a letter and do not get a response. My husband plays baseball at the Rock, at the existing complex, and has for about 4 or 5 years now. After attending one of his first games, I wrote a letter to Mr. Zimmerman with a copy to the mayor of Franklin I'm not sure if you were the mayor at the time, and also to the village manager in Greendale, asking, I sent the letter in the mail, asking why there are no recycle bins at the baseball complex, especially since the concession stand sells water bottles, Gatorade, and year after year I go watch my husband play baseball, and still there are no recycle bins. And it frustrates me, and I would think a responsible business owner would have recycle bins, especially a place that generates as much trash as The Rock does with all the events that are taking place there. So is that going to be addressed?
I'm going to be real honest with you. It never crossed my mind, but now it has.
Good, because the garbage cans are overflowing, and there are children playing t-ball, and they don't throw the trash away. And it frustrates me every time I go and watch a game and not to get a response. Thank you.
Thank you, ma'am.
Mr. Mayor, I just wanted to clarify what I told you, that you stated my village board does get documents from you. I do know that I have sent all of the letters that I received from Franklin to all of my trustees. They had never seen them. I also spoke with my village manager. He knew nothing about it until I called him, left him a message, and then he called Franklin.
Attention, library patrons. The time is 8:25, and the library will be closing
regarding
in 5 minutes.
Meeting and yesterday's
if you
meeting,
have materials you wish to check
well
out, we ask
letters,
you to come to the checkout desk at this
after
time. Thank you, and have a good night.
Late Monday morning, early afternoon, I believe it was.
I've got an issue that I got to take care
of. Yeah, and I'll be honest with you, many times my village manager has said, we are not kept in the loop, and we do not know what's happening.
Yeah. I'll take care of it.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. You're already sworn at.
May I make a suggestion? We're using engineering maps and trying to explain DNR and other issues that have come before the commission. Many of us are not engineers. They may not understand exactly what's going on. I had requested a larger map showing exactly where the baseball commons would be and maybe not put in as much detail. That would help, I think, most of us understand the impact that it's really going to have. Because as you start moving around from a small to a larger area, you kind of lose focus of where everything is. And I would like to agree with Mr. Selinsky that maybe this should be tabled. There's a lot of concerns here when we have better maps, and we have better understanding of what is going on. Because I think there's a lot of ifs. And our city planner can't answer it, our engineer can't answer it, and we don't know. And if Mr. Zimmerman's going to get a fair shake, and I'd like to have him get a fair shake, I think what we should do is have a better map and have table this so that we have more information, we could then make a better decision that's fair for the residents of Franklin and fair for Mr. Zimmerman. That's all I have to say. Thank you.
Thank you.
I'm still against the project.
Really?
Judy Mills. I'd like to echo what's been said by several people here. The clearest explanation I got came after the gentleman came up and kept asking exactly what this meant, and then Mr. Deedle came up, and it was the first time I heard in plain English that in order to build the stadium, you had to get rid of a wetland. In order to build a parking lot, you had to get rid of a wetland. In order to build the duct, you had to get rid of trees. I think that it would be my suggestion that I agree in tabling this. I think there's so many unanswered questions, so many things that the city, the planning commission, has to look into. And also, I think that as elected officials, you owe it to all the citizens of Franklin, not just those of us that come to these meetings all the time, but I think that a majority of the citizens of Franklin don't have a clue what's happening at the Rock, and I think that a letter should go out explaining in plain English that the Rock is a Superfund toxic waste site that you have decided to put the Rock on, and that you need to explain to the people that you've taken a TIF district.
Now, Ms. Mills, you've already stepped over one line. I just want to remind you, you're under oath, and what you say has to be the truth. This is not a Superfund toxic waste site.
It's a qualifying one. I'm sorry.
I'm just urging you.
Thank you. It's a Superfund, it's a toxic waste Superfund qualifying.
I don't believe it's toxic waste.
And the largest one in the state of Wisconsin, it's unstable, and that instead of trying to, you know, put lipstick on a pig and call it something else, I think you've got to call it what it is, and that the people the citizens of Franklin need an honest explanation of what's happening from their elected officials, and they need to know the status of this project as it stands now. It's changed. I mean, from the moment this started, nothing has stayed the same, and everything keeps growing and growing, from a little baseball field to a baseball stadium to you know, lights that are 28 inches or feet high to lights that are now going to be, 70 feet high. I mean, nothing that we have been told ends up being true. It all ends up changing, and more things, all of a sudden there's going to be an amusement park there, and this and that, and et cetera. So that what we thought as citizens of Franklin we were getting into and we're trying to stop became bigger and bigger and bigger. And
the Franklin Library is now closed.
Trying to decipher all this is very difficult. But I really think that you owe it to the citizens of Franklin to send a letter out to every taxpayer explaining exactly what's happening, exactly what's going on, and the status of this in plain English. Explain why our taxes went up because we're paying for this Rock thing.
That's incorrect.
Well, I can't believe they didn't go up for some of the Rock.
It's incorrect. And you're 4 minutes
but
now.
I mean, there are a lot of things to consider that we're going to have to hire police for this. Ms. Mills,
you're now stepping over the line consistently.
We're never going to hire a policeman for this?
No.
Oh, so we won't ever have to hire.
Not as a result of this.
So.
So Ms. Mills, thank you for your comments.
There won't be any crime there. We won't have to hire police there.
Anyone else wishing to speak on a natural resources special exception? And let's make this the last round, okay? Ms. Mills, thank you.
Okay. But I wish you'd send a letter out.
Okay, thank you. I know that.
Consider it.
I will do that.
Do you promise to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Name and address, please.
Bill Kewan, KEWAN, 5306 Robin Drive, Village of Greendale. I didn't plan to speak tonight, but then when I saw the map and there's going to be the wetlands removed so that a public road can be put through there, I got to thinking, well, there must be an increase in the volume of traffic. And so my question to you, Mr. Mayor, I think you're best able to answer this, is this. Has any traffic study been done by either DNR, another agency, or the City of Franklin regarding the volume of traffic, the number of cars that will be traveling down 76th Street? Because 76th Street runs through Greendale. And